another episode of the King for a Day, excuse me, Mad Dog Dynasty League podcast. King for a Day and Friends, that is. I am your host, Rick Goreski, the commissioner of Mad Dog. And with me today, let me check the dial here. My guests, my co-hosts haven't arrived yet, but they will be here momentarily. We have a great show lined up for you today as we launch the Best of the Best series. Before we do that, I do want to, my hosts are not here yet, so any moment they'll be here, I will explain what the Best of the Best series is while we're waiting. The Best of the Best is meant to have a panel of owners take a look at the rosters as they stand today in Mad Dog and just compare everybody's quarterbacks. You know, just look at the quarterbacks on everybody's team position by position. Take a look at top to bottom and just say, you know, hey, who's got the best quarterbacks? You know, arguably, who's got the best tight ends? Who's got the best running backs, wide receivers, et cetera? So that's what we're going to be doing here. Steve Wellman from the Stone Forum Pallies is set to join me today. Brian Koch from the Marauding Minotaurs is also set to join me. I will introduce them as soon as they join the show. It does appear that we have Mr. Steve Wellman with us here. So, Steve, thank you very much for joining the show. I had a nice big intro ready for you. Let's see. Also on tonight, we've got the man who Mini-Me stole his kickstand line from, the owner of the Pallies of Stone Forum, Mr. Steve Wellman.
Good evening.
Oh, welcome to the doghouse. Just waiting. I'm not sure if Brian is. I am going to try something I've never tried this before. It gives. Oh, it's a premium feature. Remember, we're in the free service. If you pay $40 a month, I guess you could call people that are late to the show and force them to come on. But I tell you what, why don't we just kick it off here? It's the Mad Dog Dynasty League podcast, lining up the Best of the Best series, part one today. My co-host today, you might recognize him from his stint as a stunt double, as the character Chucky on the cartoon Rugrats, the owner of the Marauding Minotaurs, the 2012 winner of the Dog Bowl, Brian Koch. And we will hold our applause because Brian at some point will join us late. And I already mentioned the aforementioned now, since I mentioned it already, Mr. Steve Wellman. We're in the doghouse and we're going to kick off this Best of the Best series. But before we do, let's lay down some ground rules for everybody. We're going to take the rosters as they are today. We're going to go position by position. We realize that guys, owners are going to make moves, some of which could change what we think about who has the best at each position down the road. But for now, today, we're looking purely at what's on each team right now. Cap numbers and contracts do not matter in this. It's all about the quality and the depth of the players at each position. If you have Gronkowski, for instance, at tight end and nothing else, then the guy that has Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, and Zach Ertz is going to be better because while Gronkowski is the best player, period, the team with Kelce, Olsen, and Ertz has a better tight end stable. So that's one thing I wanted to clear up for everybody. Second is that based on, this is all based on opinion. So do like Jesse Ventura said and tell it like it is. Call him as you see him. That's meant to be fun, so we're not here trying to hurt anyone's feelings. We're going to debate the picks at times if we feel up for it. The point is to just do an overview of the players on each team at each position and then toss out who we think the best players are. So today we're going to tackle quarterbacks, tight ends, and place kickers. This is part one. Part two of the show is going to focus on running backs and wide receivers, and the third show is going to feature defense, defensive line, linebacker, and defensive back. So, Steve, if you're up for it, before I kick it off, can I just mention, do you have any comments about the Best of the Best? Anything that I'm missing that you feel we should say before we dig into it?
No, just that I also base this on the fact that this is a dynasty league. There's definitely a different criteria for quarterbacks tables when it comes to redraft and when it comes to dynasty for me. So my opinion will be based also on depth in the future.
All righty. Let's go ahead and jump in here. We're going to start out with one of the few things in the league that downhill from here will not finish first in and discuss who has the best quarterback stable. Let me quickly name the quarterback stables by team. So I'm going to pop over here onto the website, just reading top to bottom here. Crazy 7 has Nick Foles, Robert Griffin III, Matthew Stafford. Dream Team has Johnny Manziel and Cam Newton. Show Me Your TDs has Brock Osweiler, Russell Wilson, and Jameis Winston. Marauding Minotaurs, Blake Bortles and Andrew Luck. Lost in the Sauce has Ryan Mallett and Phil Rivers. Klingons Around Uranus has Joe Flacco, Peyton Manning, and Ryan Tannehill. Downhill from here has Eli Manning and Josh McCown. Stoneform Pallies have Derek Carr, Brian Hoyer, Aaron Rodgers. The Ipswich United team has Sam Bradford, Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, Garrett Grayson, Brett Hundley, Ben Roethlisberger. That's all Ipswich. Tron's Pab Sixer has Jay Cutler and Matt Ryan. You're in Trouble has Tom Brady and Tony Romo. And Malicious Minds, last but not least, has Jimmy Garoppolo, Colin Kaepernick, Marcus Mariota, and Bryce Petty. So, those are, there it is. I would like to start off by shooting out, let me just, I keep clicking over to make sure that if Brian joins us, I can click him in. If I could just toss out my top choice, I'm going with You're in Trouble's stable of Tom Brady and Tony Romo. From a dynasty perspective, I do wish that Frams had a young arm in there for developmental purposes, but, I mean, you can't argue with Romo and Brady being your quarterbacks for a season in dynasty or redraft. That's just really good stuff. And my second and third picks are Klingons Around Uranus with Joe Flacco, Peyton Manning, Ryan Tannehill. Gar Nelson did a masterful job at quarterback, in my opinion. He went out and he invested in Peyton Manning after Manning's injury when people were shying away from him, and he's had a great two-year run. That really paid off, and during that two-year run, Gar had drafted Tannehill, and Tannehill has now had time to develop and is potentially ready now to break out as Manning's career is potentially winding down. And then in the weeds right behind them is Joe Flacco, who has been much better than people think. And my third is Andy Wellman's Ipswich United, who's sporting Sam Bradford, Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, Garrett Grayson, Brett Hundley, and Ben Roethlisberger. It's the deepest stable in the league. And if Bradford can return to form and stay healthy, I'll change my vote and put Ipswich as the best. But that's a big if right now as far as Bradford staying healthy. So, Steve, what do you think, and what do you have on your ballot?
Well, I'd put Ipswich United, both from the depth perspective, and even if Sam Bradford doesn't go back to the form that we all thought he was going to, I think that Teddy Bridgewater certainly can do as well. But Drew Brees and Big Ben together, that's, to me, as good as Brady Romo. You know, Roethlisberger has always been one of the top. As a matter of fact, I think he was like, Roethlisberger was fourth and Drew Brees was fifth last year. So that's even more powerful than the Brady-Romo combo. I like Klingons. I agree with you 100% there. You know, as Manning rides off in the sunset, Joe Flacco and Ryan Tannehill, not a bad pair. And, you know, in the years to come, he can always pick up a draft a quarterback or pick somebody up in free agent. And actually, third, I would put Crazy 7, your team. You're going to have Stafford for at least another decade. People forget that Nick Foles put up 150 points last year, but only played half a year. So if he would have played at the same pace, he would have been over 300-point quarterback. I like him better in Fisher's system than I do back in Philly. And, you know, it's a coin toss between, you know, whether Griffin's going to work out or not. But again, you know, as long as you have those two, you have a reasonable shot to pick up a free agent and or draft a quarterback in the future.
Hmm? No, go ahead.
Steve, Brian has joined us. Brian, welcome to the show. We went ahead
just in time.
And started without you, my friend. We are running through the quarterbacks right now. Part one of the episode is focusing on quarterback, tight end plays kicker. And Steve and I both talked about the teams that we felt had the best quarterbacks. Do you, I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know how much you had a chance to read before you called in. Are you ready to talk about any quarterback stables in the league that you admire?
No, you know what? I haven't had a lot of time to take a look at a few of that information. So I'll just kind of listen in on the conversation as you guys started, and then we will. I'll chime in as I see fit.
Okay. So Steve, kicking back here, with respect to Brady and Romo, I think this is kind of the additional discussion portion where we openly discuss this kind of a free for all format, guys. So don't, you know, cut in and I'll cut out to let you speak. But Brady and Romo, to me, when you're absolutely in a dynasty league, you want to have that young Brock Osweiler type guy that potentially is going to take the reins and the sky could be the limit. But if you're looking to win, I mean, Brady and Romo are still in their prime. I mean, Brady is getting a little long in the tooth, but both of them souped up offenses, looking really good for going into this year right now. That's really good stuff.
Ready? Yeah, but as I pointed out, Breeze and Roethlisberger beat them out. So I think you're apples to apples there.
Thank you.
So where do you go from there? He's got nothing behind that. Ipswich has got Teddy Bridgewater, who could be easily as good as Sam Bradford. And if Sam Bradford turns out, then he's swimming in quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, now that you mentioned the Ben Roethlisberger piece, I can't argue that at all. Yeah, I think if Breeze – go ahead, Brian.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if Breeze hadn't – if they hadn't so much turnover in New Orleans, I would be just right there with Ipswich number one right now. But the – uncertainty of Breeze not having Graham for the first time in years, that, and Bradford with his injury, Bridgewater is entering his second year. I'm huge on Roethlisberger, and I probably didn't give him enough credit when I evaluated that stable. But what do you think, Brian? The other teams we talked about were, I thought Klingon around Uranus had Flacco, Peyton Manning, and Tannehill. Oh, that was wonderful. Steve, you had pointed out Crazy, and what was the other team?
And Klingon as well. I like Klingon.
Yeah, Klingon was the other one. So if you don't have anything else to add, Brian, we'll just run over to tight end. Let me see if I accidentally – nope. He's off the line, man. I don't know what happened. So let's just keep it rolling. Brian, having a tough time today. As Donald Trump would say, you're having a tough time today. run through the tight ends by team here. Let's move over to the tight end spot where, frankly, I think there is no clear winner. There are a lot of teams with two good tight ends, but as far as the best tight end stables in Mad Dog, let's go ahead and walk through who is who. So we start at the bottom this time. We've got Malicious Minds has Gavin Escobar and Jason Witten, both of the Dallas tight ends. You're in Trouble has Jared Cook. We've got Dwayne Allen, Josh Hill, and Kyle Rudolph. That's all part of Ipswich United. Dwayne Allen, Josh Hill, Kyle Rudolph. Trans Pabst Sixer, Vernon Davis, Jimmy Graham, Richard Rodgers from the Packers, and Austin Safari Jenkins. Stone Form Pallies, they have Larry Donnell and – is it Donnell or Donnell?
Yeah,
I heard it both
sure.
ways. Tyler Eifert is your other tight end. Moving over to downhill from here, he has Owen Daniels, Rob Gronkowski, and Mercedes Lewis. Heck of a lot easier to form a stable of tight ends when you have the absolute best guy on earth at that position. Lost in the Sauce has Greg Olson at tight end. Klingons has Adrian Robinson from the Giants. And what else do we got here? Marauding Minotaurs is running out Jace Amaro from the Jets, Zach Ertz, and Colby Fleener. Show Me Your TVs has Charles Clay, Eric Ebron, Delaney Walker. Crazy, my team has Travis Kelce, Julius Thomas, and Clive Walford from Oakland, a rookie. And Dream Team has Cameron Jordan, now with Miami, Ladarius Green of San Diego, Jesse James, the rookie from Pittsburgh, Jordan Reed from Washington, and the big rookie from Baltimore, Max Williams. So, kicking over to tight end, at the risk of exciting my co-host here, who has jumped off the line, the risk of exciting him, I'm going to point to the Marauding Minotaurs tight end. Brian sporting Jace Amaro from the Jets, Zach Ertz of Philadelphia, and Colby Fleener of the Colts. These guys are young, but they've demonstrated their abilities. Specifically, Fleener and Ertz are on high-octane offenses that have high ceilings. Amaro is actually underrated, in my opinion, with the Jets actually implementing offense this year. Rex Ryan's gone. Amaro could put up some pretty good numbers. Next, I am going to take possibly some heat for saying this, but I'm going to point to my team and specifically Travis Kelce, Julius Thomas, and Clive Walford. Kelce's an incredible talent, ready to burst out. Thomas is incredibly talented. Both were one of the top, I think, 10 last year. Thomas is going to be one of the top offensive options on his team. Walford's already competing to start, and he's only a rookie. Lots of upside mixed in with proven talent, proven ability. And last but not least, I put the champ in there as Bill's tight end stable is deep. But what it isn't that deep, but what it lacks in quantity, it makes up for in quality because Gronkowski is the best at his position, a difference maker that everybody wishes they had. And for backups, I don't really care much for Mercedes Lewis, but I do think that Owen Daniels is set to have a fantastic year as he joins Gary Kubiak in Denver, and he's also got Peyton Manning throwing him the ball. That's not, you know, that helps. Quick fact, too, on Owen Daniels, he's played every year of his career with Gary Kubiak. 8 years with Houston, and then last year with Baltimore, where Kubiak was the offensive coordinator. So Kubiak knows how to use Owen Daniels, and as long as Daniels can stay healthy, I think that's going to be a great combination. So I put Bill up there in the top three. What do you got, Steve?
Well, I took Dream Team as my number one. I think that Jordan Cameron, again, hopefully he can play a full season. Ladarius Green's ready to take the reins from Gates. Max Williams going to Baltimore, which is a very tight end friendly offense. Jordan Reed, hopefully he can return to form. I don't know where I stand with Jesse James. I heard that he's a lot of talent but's got no hands, but I still like those four. I agree in second place is Crazy Seven again. For what you said, Kelce is the man in KC. Julius Thomas is the man in Jacksonville. And Clive Walford is going to be, hopefully, going to be Carr's security blanket. And in third place, though, I decided to put Tron. Vernon Davis, obviously, he's good. Jimmy Graham, I know he's going to a different system. But I think one of the reasons they brought him, Seattle brought him in, was to give Russell Wilson another option. They don't have any real outstanding wideouts, so I think they're going to try and use the middle of the field. So I think Graham, although he won't be as prolific as he was in New Orleans, I still like him. And Seferian Jenkins, Lovey loves the tight ends, and, he's set to break out. And
top 10 things you never thought you'd hear on the show. Lovey loves the tight ends.
He does. I mean, you look at, Bennett and almost anybody that stepped in that position in Chicago when he was there, that was a good solid bet you were going to get a good tight end out of that. And Rodgers to Rodgers, what's not to like about that? And I've been hearing nothing but good things out of camp about Richard Rodgers, so I put him in third. I get the whole Gronkowski thing. The only thing that scares me is that Mercedes Lewis is now going to see less time with Julius Thomas there. And actually, all the research I've done has shown that Kubiak's going to use more of a double tight end set. So I think his name is C.J. Federitz or something.
Yeah.
He's looking to take a lot off of Daniel's plate. So, yeah, it's great to have Gronkowski, but again, I look towards both depth and the ability to maintain that stable for years to come.
Now, I did want to – Brian popped back on, and then he popped back out. So I don't know. We'll deal with that as it goes. I did want to talk more about the tight end stable. I think that your stable of Larry Donnell and Tyler Eifert could easily turn into the best by the end of 2015. Eifert is incredibly talented. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy so far. It's so unfortunate, and I easily could see your stable turning into one of the tops. Donnell had a lot of offensive targets last year, and with all that wide receiver action in New York, I mean, who's going to cover him? He's just going to be open all the time. And another team, I agree, that easily could be on this list by the end of 2015's Tron, who's sporting the second best tight end in the league at Jimmy Graham. Follow that up with a vet last year who flopped, but he was always respected as one of the most athletically gifted tight ends in the league in Vernon Davis. And then, like you said, you got Richard Rodgers there and a potential star in Austin Safari Jenkins. And that, you know, it's the reason why I didn't put him in my top three right now is that it has the potential to flop, just as it's literally like a boom bust kind of thing. It could, by the end of the year, be amongst the top tight end groups in the whole league, or it could falter fast if Graham's move to Seattle, you know, doesn't go well and Davis's slide, you know, turns into the new reality as opposed to a blip on the screen. If Safari Jenkins can't put it together or the rookie quarterback down there is having trouble, just boom bust potential there. And then I agree with you about Dream Team as well. It's funny how we had some of the same teams picked out here. Cameron Jordan in Miami, I think that that's a really interesting situation. Great young talent here on Dream Team. Ladarius Green, especially with him getting an opportunity with Gates down with the suspension, it's finally going to get a chance to shine. Max Williams, you know, could be the future starting tight end in Baltimore, and they throw to the tight end. Jordan Reed, if he could just stay healthy, he's had a lot of injury issues. And then Jesse James, at the very least, you could say he's going to have an opportunity. He's in the right place at the right time kind of situation. So if half those guys turn out next year, we could be putting Dream Team in the top three for best tight ends. But let's move over to the place kickers. We got about 7.5 minutes left, and we're on schedule. I want to kick off the place kicker rankings by putting, first of all, you know what? Let me actually recap who the kickers are. I got a little ahead of myself. Crazy Seven, Matt Bryant and Greg Zuerlein, Greg the Leg. Dream Team has Chandler Catanzaro and Cody Parkey. Show Me Your TDs. TDs has Mike Nugent and Caleb Sturgis. Minotaurs have Connor Barth, Randy Bullock, and Blair Walsh. Lost in the Sauce has Dan Carpenter and Justin Tucker. Klingons has Nick Folk and Steve Hoschka. Downhill has Adam Vinatieri and nobody else. Stoneform has Cairo Santos and nobody else. Ipswich.
Swisham got killed.
What's it called?
Swisham got his leg blown out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you just... Oh, did that hurt. Phil Dawson is Ipswich's kicker. Steve Goskowski for Tron. You're in Trouble has Dan Bailey and Matt Prater. And Malicious Minds has Mason Crosby. So those are your kicking situations as of today. For my personal run-through, I want to kick it off by putting Tim Severs, Lost in the Sauce squad, out there. Tucker from Baltimore and Carpenter of Buffalo. Tucker's been money for years. Carpenter finished eighth last year, and with Rex Ryan's ground-and-pound offense combined with the weather conditions in Buffalo, I assume Carpenter's got another top-10 finish ahead of him in 2015. Frams, You're in Trouble pops up again in my rankings as he's got Dan Bailey of the Cowboys in that high-octane offense. He's got Matt Prater of Detroit. Again, the Cowboys' offense has been great for kickers for several years now. Prater's a dome kicker on a team that traditionally puts up good points. I think the Lions coach Caldwell, in my opinion, strikes me as more conservative offensively. I think there's plenty of field goal opportunities there in a dome. And last but not least, I go with Brian, the mystery guest. His kickers of Connor Barth of Denver, Randy Bullock of Houston, and Blair Walsh in Minnesota. Barth is on a really good offense, too, and opportunity alone makes him a good pick. Bullock isn't much to talk about. I want to go back to Barth. I think whatever kicker is in Denver would be high on my rankings here. So I don't know if Barth ultimately holds that job. I just want to comment on that. It's not so much the kicker himself in that spot. It's more the team spot that I'm singling out. Bullock isn't much to talk about. He's a dome kicker. He's on a team that will struggle in the red zone, which might catch him extra field goal opportunities, and they play a really weak schedule down in the south, the AFC South. And then Walsh has proven his worth, especially from a long distance. The Vikings offense is better this year. Bridgewater has a year under his belt, and it looks like that might work out. So this could be the best kicking squad by the end of 2015, in my opinion. What do you think of it as I kick it over to you, Steve?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like deciding who has the best yak farm, right? I mean, I'm sure somebody holds the title, but nobody cares. I guess I kind of go along the same lines as you. I think Lost in the Sauce has got $1 the two best. And I would actually move Marauding Minotaurs up. Like you said, Randy Bullock is going to get his opportunities in that offense. And I'd like to see what happens with the impact of Adrian Peterson coming back, whether Blair Walsh is going to wind up with more opportunities or not. I've always been a big fan of his. So I would actually put Marauding Minotaurs second. And then third, I'm going to go with Klingons Around Uranus. Steve Hushka is just the money man, has been for years. And Nick Folk, the Jets, no quarterback, no running back, no nothing. I think his opportunities are going to go up.
You know, it's funny, is I almost, it's ridiculous, it's funny, but I almost put Tron up here with Steven Guskowski, and that's the only kicker they have, but Guskowski has just been literally almost record-setting, kicking at a record-setting pace as far as kickers go, fantasy kicking points.
Sure.
You almost put that, just having that one single guy, you almost put him in the top three. So if he picks up, and I'm sure he will at the auction, though, I don't, maybe they won't. Last year, I think they waited and picked up a kicker, or at least attempted to pick up a kicker later in the season to cover their bye week. But assuming they pick something up that's able to step without tripping at the auction, they easily could enter my top three just based on Guskowski.
Well, the thing I'm kind of shying away with Guskowski is that I think Brady's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to force a lot of balls into the end zone. I don't think he's going to settle for giving the ball up in field goal range. So I'd like to see actually Guskowski's numbers go down.
Well, that's pretty much all the show that we had. It's a little bit abbreviated. Our co-host, Brian, wasn't able to chime in much. So why don't we wrap it up here? I want to thank you, Steve, for joining me today on part
Anytime.
One of the Best of the Best series. Look for everybody out there. Look for part two to come soon. We're going to dive into running backs and wide receivers. And I got to be honest, if that one starts to get fun, maybe we break that into a two-part. Maybe we break running backs and wide receivers into their own shows.
Yeah,
until
you might
then,
have to do that.
Yeah, it's possible.
There's a lot of stuff you can talk about, especially with the running back, whether or not they're even relevant anymore. And of the relevant ones, who are actually going to make a difference in the league this year?
But I absolutely agree. I wonder, in hindsight, I just wonder if it's going to be too much to try to jam into one show if we do them both. But we'll give it a crack. So on behalf of my co-host today, Steve Wellman, this is Rick Goreski saying thank you very much for joining me on another episode of the Mad Dog Dynasty League podcast. I'm going to close the show here today. Little Scottish bagpipes going on in the background here. That is a tribute to one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper. I want to thank you for the memories, Roddy. May you rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Take care, everybody.